Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Monday night, mad or glad Monday, welcome. And you know, one thing that makes me mad, I gotta tell you what it is. I'm very mad over these doctors, you know, the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization and all the others. I'm very mad at them for not reaching out and bringing everybody together to get a full circle of how to keep yourself healthy, you know, what to do, what not to do. I mean, there's so much stuff now on YouTube, and a lot of it they look down on. They try to sometimes even try to get rid of some of these doctors that are speaking out, giving you different ideas, you know. I mean, what's the point of that? Why aren't they all coming together and saying, you know, hey, we're all in this, supposedly, that is, we're all in this together. You know, take some from here, some from there, some from over there. That's really what life is about, you know. Different ideas, different things, as long as it's something good, you know. And they're not doing that. They're not doing that. And like one doctor said on the YouTube, none of these medical doctors ever talk about health. You know, they only give you drugs. They don't talk about health, how to keep yourself healthy, how to prevent, and, you know, a lot of good information on YouTube. So that's a definite mad, you know, and that's why I don't believe a lot of the stuff that they put out there. Because if it was that serious, you know, why aren't they calling on all the help they can get? So, anyway, that's a mad. And, of course, you got to be mad at this stupid, ridiculous governor who, Cuomo, you know, governor of New York, who's been playing a stupid game with people's lives. And what makes me angry there is there's a guy, now he's under investigation. Look at all the money they're spending on that. You know, it costs millions to do these things, investigate. And there's people, all these people get paid and whatever, you know. And a guy like that guaranteed to get a court hearing. The courts have to hear his case. The courts have to give him the option of protection. He has to have his lawyer, right? But now you take a blind person who's denied a service dog. There's no court for that. There's no lawyers. There's no rights. There's nothing. Nothing. And yet this son of a bitch who deceived all these people is guaranteed the protection of the American way. That, to me, is horrible. You know? My dog can't get a hearing. They won't give her medical. The animal medical in New York City listens to the guide dog schools, and they won't give her the medical. She can't get a fair hearing. I'd like to see Cuomo do one last good thing before they kick him out. Pass a law, protect people who need service dogs. You know, people who would like to get the medical for their guide dogs if they train the dog on their own. There's no law, no protection. So there's another mad trying to get some glads in the inner sight around the world. There's a glad inner sight. Be glad is inner sight, yeah. Just heard from my longtime friend Pidgey, and told me she's working on an album. I'm very happy for her, and we're going to have her on the show another week or so. So, a lot going on. Pidgey and I, we had our own radio show together a while back. And, of course, with Brian, who passed away, Brian Cruz, who did the sports on that show. Got written up in the Daily News. Great, great show. All right, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad, and the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. And adopt an Akita. You know, if you need a service dog, get the right one. Or just a good old pet dog. Dog to watch the children. Akitas are very good with children. Akita. All right. 609-388-7004. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the organization. You want to give them a call. 631-484-3085. And the guy's name is Gary. Real cool guy. Dog food, cat food, and also when he's able to do it, he has veterinarian help for your dog, for your animal. So give him a call, 631-484-3085. Take care of all the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Bless them. Yeah. Remember some of those who have passed away, Avante, Corey, Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and so many others. And we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, let's see. You need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. Give Jimmy a call. You want to know about civil rights law. And if he doesn't have the answer, he'll find out for you. Look it up. Let's see. What else we got? Man, a glad Monday. We'll try to get the phones open, take some calls. Anything you're mad about or glad about. And let's see, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Ice Lip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp. Look for our story this month online, the magazine called The Tides of America, a story about Inner Sight in there. It's online. Next month they're going to try to put it in the publication itself, but right now it's up there online. And we're looking for someone who would match a $2,000 donation from Inner Sight. So if you're interested in that, let us know. We'd be happy to promote your cause or your business. $2,000 donation from Suffolk Bus Corp. And we're trying to match it. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're on every night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight. Right now we don't have our co-host on. So the phones at this moment are not available. But we hope to get them going. You want to take note of the calling number here, 213-816-1650 on Meta Glad Monday. And a lot of people talking about another stimulus check. Well, that would be nice. I mean, I think this government owes us a lot. They send a lot of money overseas, and especially if you're disabled, do they owe us, you know? So hopefully that'll come through. There's about 3 million signatures on a petition to stimulus. If you go to change.org, you can find that, along with our petitions. And, you know, the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. Wednesday night we're going to do a show called How to Get Rid of the Nursing Homes. We have an Inner Sight plan. All right. I was just very saddened to hear that my friend Pidgey, that her dad passed away in a nursing home. People belong in their own home. There's no place like home. We all know that. All right. So tune in Wednesday night. We got a lot of good ideas how to get rid of the ridiculous nursing home where they expect people to go there to die. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and I don't know. A lot of people say that they don't approve of the Biden. Well, I don't really approve of any politicians right now. You know, because they haven't really served everyone. You know. And they a lot of them have a different idea of what that means. But you know, you gotta remember everybody's an individual, see? And they should put more emphasis on that. We may be all disabled, but we're all individuals. There's 60 million disabled in this country. And, you know, we all are different. So to treat everybody the same, to me, is not correct, because some people can do certain things and some people can do other things. So individuality is too many times left out of politics, along with creativity. That's why I'm not crazy about politicians. All right, but I like Inner Sight. I like Matt of Glad. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is the show, How to Get Rid of the Nursing Homes. Thursday, I believe we're going to talk about and how they're left out. And of course, Friday is the funnies. You know, we do have some fun Friday night here. We just rock it right up. All right. And we'll have this coming Friday, we have Gabriel with the body. Well, you'll have to tune in if you want to know what that is. Yeah, you got to tune in. We'll tell you all about that. Friday night. Inner Sight. This is Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see. We got to get a couple of good glads in there. I'm very glad that there's a lot of people around. You got to find the right people. A lot of people around who don't approve of the way disabled people are treated and non-accessibility and how the Americans with Disability Act is too weak. Be a lot stronger. It's too weak. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about a week from Friday with our congressman. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know what comes out of that and how we can strengthen the Americans with Disability Act to the point where every eligible apartment, I mean, let's look at it that way. Every eligible apartment should be accessible, and it's not. In other words, if you look up if you're looking for an apartment and you're disabled, right? Every place that's listed in a real estate, every place that's eligible that somebody wants to rent should be accessible. And the agencies and the government should make sure that they are. And the Americans with Disability Act should have strict enforcement on that. The government should put up part of the money. So there you have a concept. And there you have a reason why a lot of people have to stay in nursing homes because they can't find an accessible place. You know, you have these different programs. Well, the only program should be is that every eligible place should be accessible. Program that would help. In other words, if you have an apartment for rent or a house for rent, that place must be accessible. That's how the law should have read. And that would include just about every place. All right. That's the Inner Sight way. That's one of the things that one of the reasons why we do this show. To let people know and to try to bring about stuff like that. Every person who wants to train a service dog on their own should have the money to do it. You know, there's another area where there's no law at all. And the government and the agencies should give classes for people who want to learn how to train service dogs. That would help a lot. But, you know, to bring that about, you're going to need regulations. You need a law. You're going to need a written in backed up by a court of law. And there should be laws about that because it's someone's safety. There are all kinds of safety laws. Another mad. There's all kinds of safety laws that don't include those of us who are disabled. And that should be corrected because many a time that can become dangerous. All right, this is Man of Glad Monday, and I don't know where my co-host is, but it may turn out to be a one-man mad or glad, which is all right. I mean, you know, can be done, but I'd rather have callers. But this week is a big week for our friends Maureen and Mary. Mary's supposed to be released from the nursing home on Thursday. Now, we can't take credit for a lot of that, but we help some of it. Maureen deserves a great deal of credit, having gone through it and been frustrated and wanting to many times wanting to give up. And I'm glad that she had Suzanne to encourage her. And she didn't give up. She hung in there. And I believe very strongly and truly that keeping the vigil with her almost, I would say, was 5 nights a week on InnerSight, getting information about how they were treating her in the nursing home and what was going on and, you know, all details, her Maureen calling in. I believe all of that contributed to getting her released, you know, because that's what you need. You need to keep this business before the public and let people know. That helps. And I really believe that somehow, some way, it got back to the people who were giving her a hard time and who wanted to keep her in there. So this Thursday is supposed to be the big day that Mary gets to go home. And we're proud of that and we're happy. And I'm sure that we'll be hearing a lot more about it. And we got to hear from Mary herself. And, you know, some of the things that that she's gone through. All right, InnerSight, Man of Glad Monday. And if you have a mad or a glad, we don't have the phone lines right now, but you could call the InnerSight number and leave it on a message, and we'll be happy to retrieve it and play it on the air. Or you can call open mic tomorrow night and voice it on the air. The Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. We have email by voice if you want to email us, innersight@pmail.com. We don't do attachments, so no attachments, please. Yeah. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just let us know and include a contact number when you email us. Can get back to you. Yeah, Monday night. Oh, a lot of people, what do they do on Monday night? They used to have Monday night football. I don't know if they still have that. That could be a glad for a lot of people who like football. You know, the only thing I don't like about football is a lot of these guys get carried away. I've heard stories about how if their team loses, they can get very abusive to their spouse.
And their children, and their
landlords. You know, and even the youngsters. I certainly don't like that kind of thing. I mean, how do they connect the two together? I mean, what? I don't see the connection. If a team loses, you get mad at your family, your friends. That's so stupid and ridiculous. So that's the mad about football that a lot of people probably don't like. You know, I heard today on the news that some people are getting together and they want this woman, I don't know who she is, Kathy somebody, encouraging her to run for governor. Well, the way the atmosphere is now and they do the impeachment and all that, I don't think too many people are going to vote for a man right now. So, you see, people take advantage of situations, you know, including, and this to me is a glad, including yours truly, you know, because of the behavior of the governor. I've been pointing out, you know, that he will get a fair hearing and a trial, but that many, many disabled people cannot, who specifically who are in need of a service dog. There's no law, no court for us. So there you have a... Well, that's sort of a combination of a mad and a glad. You know, because you certainly don't approve of the governor did, allegedly, because it hasn't been proven. You got to say what he allegedly did. That's a legal word. Comes from Latin. All right. You can be mad, you can be glad. Hey, be glad for the rest of the summer. Yeah. And all the birds. How about you ever stop and listen to the birds and you know, not enough people stop and listen and observe the things around them, you know, the greenery, the plants, the trees, you know, the animals, the birds. good things that they give us, there's a glad. You know, people take it for granted. They don't even think about it. I talk to the birds every day. I believe that they're angels. You know, sometimes they get annoyed at the trees because trying to walk on the sidewalk, they get in the way. But, hey, I'm glad they're there. Trees are very good for to give you oxygen. Keep you healthy. Get out and get that sun, man. Yeah. Vitamin D. There's a glad. Be glad for vitamin D. There's one doctor on the YouTube that claims that vitamin D is a cure for virus. You're probably right. All right. I don't want to do any... I'm mad at this one. I don't want to do any more shows on virus and vaccine. I'm tired of hearing this business with stupid virus and vaccine and, you know. To me, it's nothing more than a ridiculous cold, like you get a cold, you know, if you get a good immune system, you fight it off, you know. So, no more shows about virus and vaccine. Ridiculous. Hey, a lot of people want to work from home now. They want to stay home. Yeah. Save money. Save wear and tear on your on your body, on your car. I mean, me, I'm not one to stay home though. I like to get out and walk and talk to nature. Got to get out in nature. All right. Inner sight, mad or glad. There's so much more to be glad about than there is mad about. So you got to drum up the glads. Minimize the mad. Drum up the glad. All right. You know, when I think of all our friends that help us keep this show going, I mean, this show means a lot to a lot of people. I mean, we have over 100,000 listens. So somebody must like us. I guess we're doing something right. All the ideas on how to change the system. It's funny, time to time I talk to people who are disabled, and some of them have service dogs, and they won't come on the show and talk about the schools because they're afraid, because word gets back, you know, the school can give them a hard time to the point where they won't service them with a guide dog, you know, make up an excuse. But privately, they always admit, tell them that we people who have to deal with these schools should have rights. They always admit that they agree that there should be a law, there should be rights. So, you know, it's like the old idea, people do what they have to do. A lot of times. A lot of people do that. All right, in a site, I want to thank all my friends who ride the subway, who hear us, who respond to us, who care in their own way, you know. I want to thank all the people who have signed the petition. You go to change.org, you'll see our two petitions up there. People who have read it, people who have signed it, people who have put up money to promote it, you know. Really, really appreciate a lot of people who agree and who understand that there should be more mechanisms for people who are at a disadvantage. You know, you don't take a person who's already at a disadvantage and make it worse. I'll give you an example of that. You take the Animal Medical Center in New York City. They have a fund for guide dogs. But they only use that fund if you get your dog from one of the schools that they approve of. All right? It used to be different. They used to give you the medical if you train the dog on your own. So now, take someone who's at a disadvantage. You know, let's say they're denied the dog for whatever reason, and there's no hearing. Take someone that's at a disadvantage, and they make it harder for them by denying them the medical care for their service dog. See, that's why there should be laws to protect people. And I'm sure that happens in other places, other organizations, other aspects of life. I'm sure that, you know, that's going on. But I don't know if it's going on where there's no law. I think most places have a law that you could call upon if you're at a disadvantage and you're being taken advantage of. I don't think there are too many places that aren't legislated under those circumstances. All right, in a site, we're registered with the state and all that stuff, same as the guide dogs at all the other schools. How come the Animal Medical doesn't recognize us? Something going on funny there, world. Something going on. That's definitely a mad on that one. Because they used to recognize us. What happened? We may never know. Then again, we may find out. If we get a governor in there who keeps his pants on, you know what I mean? Imagine the governor walking around the governor's mansion without his pants. And there's a bunch of reporters and photographers outside on the patio, and one guy looks in the window and says, "Hey, look, Cuomo's not dressed. Come on, Charlie, hurry up, get in there, snap those pictures." And they snapped pictures of that, and of course, the state troopers come out and say, "Oh, you'll have to give us those cameras." Yeah. You know, they wouldn't be allowed to publish that kind of publicity. Although nowadays it might be very, very appropriate. All right, Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday. And don't forget, we're on television. Yeah, we're still on crazy reruns, but we're on. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. All right. And Thursday night, Altice, 7:30, goes all over Long Island. All right. So check us out. And call the Inner Sight number. Voice your matter, glad. We don't have phones tonight. I don't know what happened, but no co-host, no phones. All right, Inner Sight. We're here. See, even without the phones, we still do the show. Yeah, because we believe in it. We know what we believe in. We know what to say. We know what we want. It's simple common sense. Like the guy said to me one time, I was telling him about the situation with the, traffic lights or whatever that you can't read. He says, oh, you want everything, don't you?
I do.
I said, don't you? Don't you want everything? Don't you want to be able to walk down the street and read everything and go into a place and find what you want, be able to read it correctly and, you know, drive your car or whatever it is. Don't you want everything? Reminds me of that movie with Rod Steiger, Sidney Poitier, The Heat of the Night, where you know, Poitier is the black cop down south. It's the 1940s or whatever it is, and all the stupid discrimination. And Steiger realizes, Steiger as Gillespie, Chief Gillespie, realizes that Poitier, the black cop, is the same as him when it comes to crime. You know, he wants to, you know, and he says, oh, he says, you're just like the rest of us, ain't you, boy? You know, he kind of talked down to him a little bit, but he realized, and they became good friends in the movie. But he realized that he really was the same, and he wanted the same thing. Most people, well, if you're disabled to the point where you don't understand, then, you know, maybe you don't want the same. But I would say 99% of people want the same thing. You know, they want the things to be there that they expect to be there. They want to live their life in freedom. Sure. We all want the same thing, basically. That's why Inner Sight is constantly reminding people and talking about it and trying to do something about it. Because we should all have the same freedom. And that's really what Inner Sight is about. Freedom. All right. Yeah, man, I'm glad Monday. Stand by. I'm going to take a little station break. You won't hear anything. It'll be silent. I got to break the station. Stand by. Mad and Glad Monday, 8:46, New York time. All right. Hope you're listening overseas. You know, Australia. Or we got people who hear us all over. Got some listeners in Russia. Wherever you are, hope you're safe. Yeah. So here on the news, that some of these scientists got together over there in China, and a lot of people disturbed about the Chinese government building missiles. Yeah, well, I think a lot of countries have those things now, you know. Why do people feel that they need that kind of weaponry, you know? They obviously either feel threatened or they want to be a bully.
I want to be a bully. I love being a bully.
A bully to take over other countries. Yeah, that's been going on for centuries and centuries. So, to me, that's a mad that other countries would want weapons of destruction. All right, let's see. Congratulations to Pigeon Vinny, 10 years they've been married this coming Friday. Yeah, congratulations. So anybody out there want to have their birthdays recognized, let us know. We'd be happy to do that. You know, you have a friend or a loved one or child, anyone. Birthday. My daughter's birthday is coming up this month, 22nd. My sister-in-law, Lauren, has a birthday. Un-in-law. Sister-in-law. Birthday on the 28th. My son David has a birthday coming up.
No, you said it passed a long time ago. You said
April. Well, this month was his birthday. What is David? 33, 34? I don't even know.
Why, my age. You said that's Mary.
All right. Inner sight. And we all need more of that. We all need more inner sight. Oh, get that inner sight. Get it. Give it to me. Give me more. Grab it. Grab the inner sight. How do you grab inner sight? Got to be inside of you, right? Some stupid guy told me one time, "Oh, I'm gonna get rid of that inner sight. I'm gonna put you out of business." I said, "You can't do that." He said, "Why? What do you mean I can't? Why not?" I said, "Because inner sight is inside people. It'll always be there." You know. Someone somewhere will always have inner sight. So you'll never get rid of that. And it's good that you can't get rid of it, because it's a good positive thought, you know, to give people freedom and make them better people. All right. We apologize for the phone. I don't know what happened, but we'll try to make up for it tomorrow night on the open mic. And let's see. You know, I haven't listened to the regular news I don't know how long now. I just phone in the business news. You know, you hear about all the Wall Street stuff, you know. And to me, most of that stuff is boring, but the guy who owns the Wall Street Journal is certainly not boring. Mr. Murdoch. He was the first reporter, a news guy that ever wrote a word about my being denied a service dog. I'll never forget him. You know, it was quite a thing. And a friend of mine who at the time, going back to the 80s now, at the time worked for Andy Cuomo's dad, Mario. And this friend of mine, his name was Frank, too. He worked for the lieutenant governor. He got a friend of his who was a reporter for the Post, Gene Ruffini. Beautiful guy. I don't even know if Gene's still with us, but I'll never forget him. He was a playwright, too. Gene Ruffini, who wrote a story about me, and the headline was, Blind Man Refuses to Stop the Music. You know? And it was such a powerful story that the paper, for some reason, I don't know, somebody must have called them or something, said, publish it. They wouldn't run the story. You know? So, I called Mr. Murdoch's office. You know, Murdoch owns the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. I called his office and I spoke to a very nice lady who was a big dog lover, you know, Nancy, who Mr. Murdoch's private secretary. And the next day, the story was in the paper with a big picture of me and the whole story. And what was so unusual about it is that it ran 2 days in a row. Friday and Saturday. And what an impact it had. You know? So I will never forget Gene Ruffini or the Murdoch and, of course, Nancy, who I believe is still with Mr. Murdoch. So there's a story that I don't think I told the whole story before. I mean, may have given you excerpts, you know. That's the whole story. Murdoch, you know, I could just picture him, the European guy, beautiful guy, calling up, say, I want that story in the paper immediately. You know, and, you know, I mean, the big boss calls, which is very unusual, because these guys, you know, they don't, they have an editor, and they stay out of it, you know. But that really shook them up, that Murdoch called the editor, and that story got published. And to this day, you can find it in the archives of the New York Post. All right, in a sight. Around the world. Excuse my voice. I've been performing on the subway. excuse me, performing on the subway for 5 hours. So, pardon the voice. But anyway, we're going to be with you tomorrow night, open mic, you know, where you can pick your own subject on the open mic. Talk about whatever you want. There aren't too many radio shows where you can do that. You know, usually they pick a subject, and if you call in, you talk about something else, and most of the time they won't even let you through, and a lot of times they'll hang up on you. Open mic, you can be your own boss. All right? Tomorrow night, open mic on Inner Sight. Okay, and we have fun doing this show. You know, we believe in what we do. We're dedicated to what we do. Obviously, 5 nights a week. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Again, our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank everyone for listening, all our friends. Congratulations to Maureen and Mary. Looking forward to Thursday when Mary is finally home in her own place. All right, Inner Sight. This has been Mad or Glad Monday. We'll do it again tomorrow night with open mic. And thank you so much. I want to thank my girlfriend for putting up with me. We put up with each other. All right, thank you, Inner Sight. That's my bird in the background, you hear him? Saying good night. Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.